Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, a good idea that is, whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here, Monday through Friday. So all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. And there are lots of ways of getting in touch. You can email me. You can Facebook me. But the best way is always just to call me, just because then I can get the most information from you. Not to mention it's sort of much more fun to hear some voice other than mine. And, well, in this particular case, we get a brand new voice today. Nate, you want to say hi to your mom?
Hi, Mom.
There we go. And poor Nate has been awake for like a gazillion hours. He had to work the overnights, huh? So imagine no matter how grim you think your Monday is, think about poor Nate. When he comes in, he's got a new host, I guess hostess, but that doesn't really change much. And he comes into a new situation, and are you caffeine wired at this moment?
No, I don't.
You're
really
not a caffeine
drink.
Boy?
Actually, you know what? I did have a soda a couple hours ago, but I don't drink
coffee. Was it like Coke?
Yes, a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, well, that's caffeine.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
So it's... So we'll try and keep you awake for the next couple of hours. So, folks, that's part of you to come up and say, you know, we come up and say, hi, Nate, are you awake? And if we hear snoring, we have to assume it's him, not me. I mean, that's what we have to assume. And we know that Shane is having a great time because he already sent me an email over the weekend showing me the foliage having changed. So pretty cool, huh?
It's beautiful out.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you're going to get probably... He says that the city itself really doesn't have anything. He said going farther north that there was actually some foliage change. So that's good. Let's see, over the weekend, The Maze, which is based on a young adult novel, kicked Liam's butt, not to put, like, almost three times more box office, which, you know, I missed The Maze because I was sick, to be quite honest. I was supposed to go see it, and so I'll go see it. But it didn't do terrifically well. I made 30-some million, but it was Liam made 13, and Jane Fonda nearly kicked his butt. She made 12. So, as I said, I like Liam Neeson a lot. I hated that movie. I just thought it was misogynistic, too long, hard to follow, and just incredibly violent. And, you know, really unpleasant. So didn't like that much at all. Like, not at all. So it's not that we are praying for, or praying is the wrong word. It's not that we hope for you know, other people to not do well. It's just that it just was a despicable movie. And we were not crazy about despicable movies doing well. So there, ha ha ha. And I saw a remake over the weekend of, a revival. We don't call them remakes. Revival of This Is Our Youth, which was the Kenneth Lagerman play that was, I think it was, first came out in the 80s, so it's almost 30 years old. This one stars Michael Cera, which everybody knows from movies, and Kiernan Culkin, and Tabby Gibson. Tabby Gibson apparently is a big deal in the teen world. She has a blog about fashion, and she's just cute as a button. She's really cute, and it's not that she's a bad actress per se. It's that I don't know if she was badly directed or they just said, we can't hear you, so she screamed her entire part. Which is very tiring and not much having to do with the character. But and Kiernan Culkin, who's Macaulay's brother, I hadn't seen in all that many things, but he's terrific. He really stole the movie out from underneath everybody. So that was, it's always fun. You know, live theater is always fun. So so there we go. So, Nate, are you a moviegoer at all or not?
Not too often. I think the last one I saw was the Muppets movie with my daughter, which was, what, five, 4 years ago now?
Well, there's been another one since, but there've been a bunch since. But like you're
yep.
sort of. Do you rent DVDs?
No, I Netflix.
That's the same.
Yes.
Yeah. So, is there a recent movie that you've seen? No.
You know, lately I've just been catching up on The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. I haven't been too much movies, though I did see John Dies in the End, which is just a beautifully hilarious mock horror film. That was pretty awesome.
Well, I can tell we're not going to be going to movies together anytime soon. All right. So one of the things that the chain left us with before he took off for his vacay was an article about rejection, which is actually kind of a very interesting topic as far as I'm concerned, because there was actually a book called, I think it was called Rejection, that came out maybe 20 years ago. And what it did was it had all these famous people, including Fred Astaire and Clark Gable. So you can tell it was, I think it actually had come out, as I said, about 20 years ago, but it was about famous people who'd been rejected. And the one with Clark Gable said, big ears can act a little. You know, so when he went on to be a huge movie star, with Fred Astaire, it said, I think similar, it said skinny, big, his ears stick out, and he can dance a little. So the idea being that rejection is just somebody else's opinion, and that you can, when someone says something to you about that they're not crazy about, first of all, I think it's always a good idea to listen, because sometimes, even though it doesn't feel very good, there can be a moment of wisdom or truth or something in there that's very valuable to know. And if we just get our feelings hurt whenever anybody says anything that's less than positive, we're going to miss out on some valuable information, because, well, some people are probably kind of mean. Let's face it. I think most people are not. And it takes a certain amount of courage to actually say something to somebody that's not positive. So the idea being that being willing to listen, and you don't have to take it to heart, and you certainly don't have to be devastated by it, but being willing to hear somebody saying something that's not completely positive can be a very valuable learning experience. So number one, I think viewing rejection just somebody else's opinion, and you don't like everybody, right? And so everybody's not necessarily going to like you, and even when they like you, they may be. I mean, I think one of the hallmarks of a valuable friend is somebody who'll say, yeah, that makes your butt look big. Yeah, you don't want to buy that. As opposed to somebody who will say anything to make you comfortable and them comfortable, but it has no ring of truth in it, so that you're going to get caught. It's not a very good idea. So the idea is when, you know, what we felt rejected about, and when we felt rejected. And the article that we sort of started with here says that that the major source of the major time of rejection is middle school. And I think presumably that's partially because that's just such kind of a snotty time. It's kind of when people are their most a lot of changes have. For example, I think the article about Mean Girls was written about middle school kids as opposed to high school kids. By the time high school happens, I think people have gotten off into cliques a little bit more, so there's a little less of that global rejection. But Nate, do you remember anything in particular where you felt that somebody rejected you when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, more it was like bully kind of stuff, which was it totally felt like rejection.
Give me an example. Well, I'll tell you what. You can give me an example when we come back. I'll give you a moment. Shane should have warned you. This is part of the fun of being with me after you've been awake all night, is being asked really incredibly cool but rude questions. All right, it's Nate and me. We'll hear what he felt about rejection when we return, and you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
855.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so there's nobody saying I'm coming back. I just tell myself I'm coming back, huh? Okay.
Sure.
All right, I'm here. There we go.
Hey.
Woo. All right. So we were talking about rejection. Do you remember middle school? Did you go to middle school?
Yep, it's true.
All right, so what do you remember about it?
Well, see, there was definitely rejection as a big thing. I am a child of divorced parents, so that was about the time when they were getting very close to that, and I definitely felt a little bit of rejection from that.
Did you feel it from them or from your classmates? Or both?
Kind of from them more than my classmates. Because my classmates didn't really know what was going on, and I didn't talk to too many people about it at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember about the probably the most. It's funny because I hadn't really thought about it, and my first impulse was, well, middle school is just such a traumatic time that you've gone from literally, it really is a transition. That high school, I think, tends to focus more on cliques and the beginning of romantic involvements, and elementary school is just, I think we're still more or less kids. So it's that middle school that that gets things really complicated, of which clique you're in. And I remember two things from that time in my life. First of all, that sarcasm really wasn't very workable, that everybody would hate you. Because I was quick, and I thought it was just hilarious to make these kind of funny jokes. And what it turns out was that everybody would uniformly hate you. So I learned really quickly that being quick was not necessarily an advantage, that you really need to be able to censor. But the other thing I remember, and I suppose this falls right kind of in that trough of a boy, and it turns out, I found out many years later at a reunion, that these two guys had really arm wrestled for my attention. And one of them had actually broken the other's arm. But I didn't really... And they became best friends. But it turns out that they were fighting over me, which I didn't realize until, like 3,000 years later. And it was And I just thought they both hated me because they referred to me as Miss Turnpike, no curves in sight. And I was the same height at 12 that I am now, which is just about 5'8", just under 5'8". And have always been relatively thin, and was certainly, no one is ever going to confuse me with Marilyn Monroe. And so I thought, and that when they called me Miss Turnpike, I thought, well, that was kind of cool. That was, and then they told me it was no curves in sight. And I remember, you could tell, I'm a grown-up human being, and I've certainly had other rejections. I'm in a business of rejection, right? But that was the one I remember. And, when someone talks about rejection, that's the one that pops up. And it turned out, which I didn't understand at the time, that they were both just trying to get my attention. That they both had sort of, crushes or something, which I swear to you, I had no inkling of. None. Not one. But I think that's part of how boys deal with sort of attraction to girls when you're, 12 or 13 years old. And I was a little bit younger than my classmates. So I skipped a grade, and my birthday is at the end of October. So I was young. Usually you had to turn, 5 or 6 or something by September 1st or 15th, and I hadn't. So I was young and then skipped a grade. So I was sometimes almost 2 years younger than my classmates. But I was tall, so... But that's the rejection I remember. So the idea being that this is a particularly vulnerable time of life, and I'm not sure exactly what the point of it is, because except that we are, that we are sort of, I'm not sure scarred is exactly the right way, but I think it's the things that we remember the most. So maybe as parents, one of the things that we can remember is how it was for us. And because I think parents tend to develop a certain amount of amnesia about things that are just literally too painful. We forget things that are too painful to remember. And when your kid comes home and says, well, everybody hates me, first of all, get the specifics and ask them what they want to do about it, how they feel about it, as opposed to just saying, well, don't pay any attention, or you're... I can remember my mother saying, oh, honey, you're beautiful. And I knew I wasn't beautiful. I knew my mother loved me, but that was not a very helpful thing for your mother to say you were beautiful when you knew very well that you were not. So it turns out that that maybe rejection is something we need to pay a bit more of attention to as parents and maybe as educators, and sort of reminding our kids that it's an unfortunate and painful thing to go through, but it's pretty common, and therefore to remember exactly what it was, because the specificity can actually be some of the comfort from it, of, okay, well, so I actually did develop girl parts, you know, or I guess girl part sounds like the wrong part, but, you know, that I wasn't, you know, it turns out that the body that I had when I was about 15 was not considered particularly great when you're 15, but now it is, so that's not so bad. And sort of pointing that out to adolescents is that things will not be the same forever as they are then. But it's an interesting phenomenon. All right, so let's see what do we have people on Facebook who wanted to talk about rejection. Oh, wait a minute, we've got Helen.
Yep.
Who's going to talk with us already? Fair enough. Well done, Nate. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I just wanted to say junior high, as I remember it, also involved differences in that we had to change schools. And
yeah.
In order to change schools at our town, our city, they happened to have the feed from three different or four different grade schools into like a junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And the unfortunate thing is, you just mentioned the word education or educators. And unfortunately, the school board, in their wisdom, the feed included the people from the lake who were real rich and had really nice clothes with the poor kids from my
yep.
area who were from an industrial area
yep.
and a lot of them on, you know, public assistance and stuff.
Yep.
And so it just set up a difficult situation.
But, Helen, you point out something, you point out two really important issues. And whether you call it junior high school or middle school,
right.
the change that you've been with those same kids for presumably either 5 or 6 years, right? Either from first
right.
to sixth grade or first to fifth. And then there's a change. And second of all, the feed comes from different areas.
Right.
And third of all, that economic change, which I think is nearly ubiquitous. Good point. And I think that sort of tends to exacerbate it a bit of a good point, Helen. You've become my sociologist of the day. Thank you, ma'am. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I won't reject you, even though, because this is not middle school and I'm not a mean girl. But I think Helen's point about that middle school has three factors that we really need to pay attention to. Number one, it's a change. You're moving people from a time where they've spent a whole long time together to one where it's new. It's a new building. It's new teachers. Second of all, it's a feed. So the middle school is almost always has a number of different elementary schools, whether it's junior high or middle school, feeding into it. And third of all, that there are differences, and they're quite often economic differences. And I think that may be actually intentional. I really do think that it's one of those things that is not coincidental, but in fact part of how institutions work, of sort of mixing rich kids and poor kids. But it certainly can create some awarenesses, some sense of what's okay and what's not okay. But it's one of the reasons that I'm one of those people who really thinks that there should be national service at 18 for everybody. A lot of people think that that's what really was responsible for integration in this country, is the armed services, which I know were not integrated for a while, but exposure to people of different economic levels, intellectual levels, educational levels. It's how we become more aware and more accepting. All right, so Nate, this is a phone call that we're not taking because it has
Correct.
Nothing to do with... Got it. Okay.
So let's have some other ones prepared.
Pardon me? All right, so do you want to talk about some other people on Facebook?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Who are talking about rejection?
Yes.
I think we need to get you another Coca-Cola.
Well,
wake up, Nate.
Oh, jeez. Well, are you looking for some of these commenters on the Facebook
yes.
here?
Yes.
Looks like...
To people to be
rejection. Oh, I like this one. Rejection has no age. I'm born till you die.
Whoa! True, but the question is, when does it make the most difference? And I think the answer, well, at least this was kind of an informal poll. It was somebody who had a blog. And one of the nice things, I suppose, about having access to people, we do it every once in a while, but I don't pretend it's scientific because you've already got a reference factor, you know, the people who listen to the program or whatever. So, I mean, saying it's like Dear Abby did a question about 25 years ago and said, if you had it to do all over again, would you have children? And the results were sort of shocking in that 75% of people who responded said no. But that doesn't mean that if you had a large enough pool of people and you asked them all individually if they had to do it over again, would they have children? Because there's a self-referential and well, referential more than anything else is not necessarily reverential. And the idea of, as we know, that people tend to be more negative, they have, it's something we talked about last week, of having a negative point of view tends to have more of an energy supply behind it than just a positive one. So it may not be that 75% of all people, if they had 75% of all parents, if they had to do it all over again, would not have children. But that people who are angry or upset with their children or feeling rejected or unhappy at that moment are more likely to write than people who feel perfectly okay. Or may just be having a bad day with their kid, but understand that that's all it is. So. All right, let's see what else we got. So, rejection at any age, any time, anywhere. I just think we're better able to sort of deal with it, partially because our ego is more intact. That we, you know, during those middle years, we're still trying to figure out who we are. And when you're in the process of trying to figure out who you are, people's opinion matters, I think, a lot more than it does once you figure out that, okay, yeah, you're right, that I'm... I have a silly sense of humor, but that's okay, that's who I am. Or, you know, okay, so I'm a little overweight, so okay, you know, it's my body, I'm okay about it, as opposed to in middle school, no, I can't believe you said that about me. All right, what else we got?
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of people do, they mention the middle school ages, but it is like rejection, lots of comments are about how they still feel rejection, and
give me the specifics of what people are talking about.
The amount of rejection I feel hasn't changed.
Oh dear!
But it's nice when you grow enough that it doesn't affect you.
Well, wait a minute. Read that again, because yeah. That seems to me a contradiction.
Yes, exactly.
Lay it on me again.
The amount of rejection I feel hasn't changed, but it's nice when you grow enough that it doesn't affect you.
That sounds like a family issue to me. You know, that they're still sort of trying to deal with getting mom or dad to approve of your behavior a bit. Maybe not, but you know, if someone said that the amount that is leveled toward you, but that isn't what the responder said. They said what they feel.
Yeah.
They're saying, call me about that one, folks. There may be some help I can help you. All right, what else we got?
From that same topic.
Yeah, that's where we're going to stay on that topic.
Word. Okay. I like this. 12 to 14 were the worst years for me. I have never experienced so much rejection in my life. To 7th and 8th grade girls, ignoring and belittling each other is a pastime.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was actually an article written about, I think it was in New York Magazine about 10 years ago, called Mean Girls, and the Tina Fey movie was actually based on that article.
I didn't know it was based on the article.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
It was. The idea being that age group is particularly vicious, and you can see why. I mean, it's exactly for the issues that Helen said, plus we're talking about developmental issues. So puberty is hitting kids basically at that age. So you've got the move away from parental support and approval. You've got the move away from whatever the comfort level was of elementary school and the kids that you knew and the teachers you knew and the kids you grew up with. So you've got moving into a larger venue. You've got kids that you haven't known before, and you have presumably more people there. And as Helen pointed out, it can quite often be more of a potpourri of different economics, different sociabilities, different religions. And I think that was always part of the point of middle school, that it was not accidental, that was what was happening, the idea of helping kids to broaden their perspective about what it is to be human and whatever. And then in addition to that, you've got puberty hitting you. So all of a sudden, girls being interested in boys and boys being interested in girls. And we know that historically and sociologically that girls tend to be aware earlier. They become a little more sophisticated a little sooner than boys. I know, Nate, I'm sorry to break this to you.
I know that well.
Yeah. Especially once you have kids. And so that girls focus on that competition for boys with each other. And so that whole thing of girls being in a clique. And again, I remember that there were two cliques, and I didn't really want to be in either. And so I would go back and forth between them with my little sense of humor intact, which was a little sarcastic. So everybody rejected me. It was great. There was no particular, and I thought, well, this is great. You know, I don't have to be in any particular group, and I can, and so I, you know, I probably had the idea that everybody would like. I don't even think I thought that everybody would like me. I just thought I didn't want to be in any particular group. I've never been very good at group things. That just, you know, I was always interested in, that I always liked the people, but I didn't particularly want to be confined to a particular group, and that's been true from my whole life, probably from the fallout of being from a large family. I didn't want to be considered part of a group. And man, that's a treacherous path to trod, because you don't even have your buds to protect your back. There was nobody. But it does make you a bit more self-reliant. And I also sort of fell into Helen's phenomenon as well, in that I moved around. By the time I graduated from high school, I'd been to 10 different schools because my family moved around a lot. So it was that combination of, but it does make you self-reliant. It doesn't make you immune to it at all, but it does make you kind of a little bit more self-reliant, of understanding that somehow you have to be able to run your own life by rules that make sense to you. But not the world's easiest or most fun lesson to learn, so especially at that age, and especially when it was a little bit younger. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more about rejection. Phone line available to you, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. Good time to call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. So let's finish up our last rejection, then we can move on to universal acceptance. Although I must tell you, I think the idea of unconditional love is, I think that's divine. I don't think that that's something human beings actually practice, and nor should they necessarily. I mean, unconditional love says it has nothing to do with you, which in some ways is rejecting. It says, I'm a better person than you are. And certainly on a divine basis, that makes some sense. On an interpersonal basis, not so much. Because then, while we may feel, in theory, that someone may love us no matter what we do have the sense that they don't like us very much. And in some ways, that like may be as important, if not more so, than the love part. So rejection, I mean, rejection is part of how we socialize people, that parents say to a kid, not that I reject you, but I don't like your behavior very much when you have a temper tantrum, or when you throw things, or when you beat up on your little sister, or when you say, I try not to leave bruises. Oh, never mind, that was little. I can't believe Reggie Bush really said that. I'm sure that's not what he meant. It's okay to beat up on a one-year-old as long as you don't leave bruises. What was that? I don't know. And I can't believe Roger Goodell is still commissioner. I don't know. He's got to know where the bodies are buried. When I watched part of the news conference, because it happened after we were off the air on Friday, and when someone was sort of asking him about the independent law firm that's investigating the NFL, which happens to have ties to the NFL, including dealing with some of their legal issues. I don't know. I suppose there are more important things to worry about than the NFL at this moment, although I'm not sure that there are a whole lot more important things to worry about than domestic violence. And it turns out one of the things that that Nate actually sent me today has to do with objectification, and, you know, the more a man views a woman in terms of how she looks, her body parts, the more likely domestic violence is to be a coercive factor in the relationship, which is kind of not surprising but kind of alarming. All right, let's finish up. What's our last statement about rejection, Nate?
I kind of find it interesting because it's basically summing up the things again we said. It says teenage years, and then I'm finding 50s plus. So there's those very strong years when we are, like, thinking that we figured it out, but why is it getting so easy once you're older?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I was going to say that's probably a woman, but that may not be the case, because I think in our society that we value youth over age, especially in women, about how they look. But for men, I think men are sort of falling into the same horrible trap on an economic basis, because in a stressed economy, and I think whatever else you can say, even though the stock market is an all-time high, but I would still argue that most people would say that the economy, in fact, is stressed. It may be healthy in some segments, but it is still not kind of bubbling along in a way I think that most people would have it bubble. That they're feeling that there are younger people behind them, that they're in danger of losing their job. If they lose their job, they're not able to find a job again. Women working has certainly put additional stress on a lot of men. So and I think that's the whole point, is that when you've got a stable situation, that rejection is going to be more, less likely to impact you. It's when everything is in play, everything is in motion, that there is a lot of stress, that there's nothing very stable, that you're going to be much more susceptible to rejection, to other people's opinion. I referred to it as having a safe place to stand when you feel. I've used the example before. When I first moved here, I didn't know anybody, and I was my expenses had doubled and my income had dropped by 50%, which meant essentially a quarter of the spending power that I'd had, you know, the week before, and I didn't know anybody, and I was working overnights. And so what I did, which is very classic me, is I wandered around the city a lot, so I had the sense of bearings, so I wasn't so geographically lost. And then I went and found a place to work out. And lamentably, with my luck, I found the place that Baryshnikov worked out. So there are all these anorexic 19-year-olds who could take their left leg and put it twice around their little scrawny necks. And I felt like one of the elephants from Fantasia. But I just stuck with it. And what I would do is I'd stand in the back of the room in my little tattered, you know, workout gear, because I sure was, I didn't have the money to invest. I certainly wasn't going to invest in something I was already lousy at, and would say, yeah, but I have a PhD. Now, you could argue with a great deal of regularity and sensibility that a PhD has nothing to do with working out, but it was my safe place to stand. And we all need that safe place to stand so that we can put ourselves in a position that seems perilous, whether it's rejection or uncertainty or whatever it is. And to the extent that, you know, that at some point I got good enough that I could actually teach the class, which wasn't really the point. The point was just to find something to do that I had some control over, because there was so much I didn't have control over. So I think we all need a safe place to stand, and adolescence doesn't have much of that. And hopefully as we grow into our adulthood, we can find safe places, whether it's I have a PhD, or I work out, or I know something, or hopefully we don't necessarily look to other people. We don't say, well, I have a beautiful child or a beautiful grandchild or a beautiful house, that we sort of confined it more within our own abilities as opposed to our roles. But I think that's what allows us to take risks and to sort of do things and to withstand other people's opinion, and even to go against whatever the common sort of sense is, if it doesn't make any sense to us. So, because that rejection, again, is just somebody else's opinion, and they're entitled to theirs, you're entitled to yours. But it's going to be probably less harmful to you, or less damaging to you, or less undermining to you, if you have a clear sense of your own being and that safe place to stand, which is, and if there's ever a time that defines not having a safe place to stand, it's probably adolescence, or especially early adolescence. So that's why rejection is such a big deal, and why we tend to be affected by things that occur then that in retrospect may not have been that big a deal, but it's a combination of our age and our insecurities and our sense of an unformed psyche and unformed perception of ourselves. And so, but I mean, that's why adulthood was invented. Yay, love adulthood. Can eat dessert before your dinner if you want to. Don't even have to eat dinner if you don't want to. Yay, hot fudge sundaes for everyone. Okay, that was a little extreme, but you get the point. All right, when we come back, we have time to take your phone call about whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756-9. I also thought I'd tell you about the latest in sleep research, which is, we'll talk a little bit about sleep and why I'm such a fan of it. Yay, sleep. 855-99-DR-JOY, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes, so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.